Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the AGT After Show. We have got a fun episode coming up for you right now. A lot of back and forth in this episode. A lot of no's, a lot of yeses. So we're definitely going to be debating and getting into this. So much to talk about. We're so excited to be back here with you. I want to go ahead and introduce my co-host, the one, the only dancer, singer, Michael Jackson impersonator extraordinaire, wearing a sparkly Michael Jackson as Jackson jacket as we speak, Mr. Hello. Antoine Baines.
What's going on, guys? You see how easy it rips off as Velcro. So not that expensive. But thank you. It's a pleasure being here with Rachel Swindler, the TV actress extraordinaire. You have plenty of fans. Actually, I get hit in my DMs, not for my autograph, but can I do you a favor by getting a Rachel's autograph? That's how it goes down.
Oh my gosh, shut up. No, you don't. Here, Antoine, can I get a little hee-hee?
Oh!
Awesome. Yes, and as Antoine said, ex-Vegas performer, singer, dancer, actress, reality star, Rachel Swindler. So excited to be back here with you guys. We have an episode to get into. We also have some news and gossip, and we didn't have a golden buzzer this episode, so we're going to pick our golden buzzer moment. So you're going to want to stay tuned to see what we think, who should have gotten the golden buzzer, if someone should have gotten the golden buzzer, because we still have Howie left. So to be determined on that. Yeah, a lot to get into. But you know what? Let me just get your overall thoughts, Antoine. I know we kind of spoke a little bit before the episode started, before we got in here live with everybody. What did you think of this episode?
It was different. It wasn't the long, drawn-out soap opera-ish episode that you kind of get with the production of America's Got Talent, which probably had its takeaways, because we was talking about the certain attachments you get when you do have the One Life to Live saga along with the talent. So, but being that as it may, if I had to give it a 10, I would say maybe
6.5. I probably would give it a 5. I'm going to be honest with you. I was not impressed by this episode. Like you said, and like I said before we started, there wasn't a lot of backstory on this episode, not the usual sob stories that we're used to with AGT, which on one hand I can respect, because a lot of the times I find myself going, come on, I just want to hear the talent. I don't want to hear the backstory. I just want to hear the talent.
Yeah.
But with this episode, I felt like I needed more backstory, because the talent to me wasn't backing it up. I felt very conflicted on this episode. So overall thoughts, it's not the best, but let's dive into it, because there were some acts I did like. So let's get right into the first act, Annie Jones. She's a singer. She's only 12 years old. So we've seen a lot of young singers on the show. She sang Dance Monkey. I thought that she was really good. And for a young girl, Simon said it perfectly. Her confidence was amazing on stage. Mm-hmm. I love somebody that can go on stage and sell it. And that girl sold it. She ended up getting three yeses, because unfortunately Heidi was out sick still. So I'm going to be honest with you. I thought she sounded a lot like the artist. What did you think?
I thought that, yes, she sounds like And the artist, well, there are some similarities. However, I'm going to take it a step further and say not my cup of tea, I guess, because I'm used to seeing singers, whether they're 12, 9 years old. We have some singers on previous audition shows that I'm not going to say you have to have an adult voice, but her voice has so much kid to it to where, mm-hmm. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that if Heidi was there, she would have had a unanimous vote and all four yeses. But
yeah.
She was okay to me. She deserved to definitely go to the next round for sure.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that she deserved to go to the next round, but there was nothing that stood out to me. I think at this point, when I watch AGT, maybe my standard's a little higher now. Yeah. But so I'm waiting for that next like big thing to blow me away. And I thought she was great, but mm-hmm. I think she deserved to go through. I just don't know how much farther she's going to go, but kudos to the confidence. And I thought she was great. So excited to see what else she's going to do. Cause like I said, she was very similar to the artist. So exactly. I'd love to see her do a different song and make it more her own. So, yeah, so let's get into our next act. And this, I can honestly say, was one of my favorite acts. So Ty Barnett, a comedian from Chicago, pharmaceutical sales, but always dreamed of being a comedian, had to step mm-hmm. up and provide for his family. So kudos for that. Judges loved him, especially Simon. Super relatable material. Unanimous three yeses. What did you think, Antoine?
Well... I have personal conflict with this so bad simply because I auditioned as a comedian and
okay.
I had a standing ovation, and it's hard to get standing ovations from people who are actually in competition because when we were all auditioning, it's no audience. Everyone is focused on what they're going to do next. So to make someone laugh is hard because they're so focused on, well, when I get up next, you know, can I blow them away too? But and to watch him, it was okay, but I felt that I was slightly cheated. I'm just going to say it here. I felt like I was bamboozled. I feel besmirched.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's hard for you to watch similar people as last week, watching similar people get through that and thinking like, you know, why didn't I get through? Why didn't I get through? I'm sure that's difficult for you to watch.
But overall, I still think he held it down for the comedians. It was a clean comic routine and, you know, kudos to him. I think he did a great job.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure it's hard to try and put that aside. because that's how I would feel too if I was watching. But yeah, I would say that he was, given the night, he was one of my favorite acts because I always go, how much did I laugh? Did I laugh more than three times? If I did, then it's a thumbs up for me. So mm-hmm. yeah, excited to see more of him as well. So looking forward to that. So we'll get into our next act, Forrest, who was snapping in microphones. This was a very quick kind of act that came on, unanimous three no's. Do you remember this act, Antoine?
You know, it was so fast. I think I went to the restroom, and by the time I got there, he was walking out. So
yeah, this was just a very quick one, but I just thought I would touch on it very quickly.
Yeah, I don't know what he was thinking, man. I think they had him as a prop.
Yes, I agree. I agree. So, yeah, not much to talk about on that one. But getting into our next singer, we have Shakira McGrath. She is a singer from Georgia. She said her whole life that she lacked confidence in singing because of her weight. And, yeah, she sang Hell Yeah by Gretchen Wilson. And what did you think, Antoine?
You know what? I was surprised in every way. Soon as she opened her mouth, because she explained to the judges that she's used to singing birthday songs and, you know, et cetera. So I was like, okay, it's about to be, you know. But her song choice was amazing. And I don't listen to much country music, but I was all in. and I'm not familiar with the song, so I have to ask you if you know the song.
Oh, I know the song.
Okay, she sounds like she hit notes that were like a part of the song. I would have to ask because I'm not familiar with the song, but her voice was simply amazing.
Yeah, so I think I was definitely surprised to hear her sing country. I thought she sounded great given that it's a country song. I've sang this song multiple times. This is like one of my go-to karaoke songs. Like if I went to a karaoke lounge, this would be one of my first songs that I would pick. So I was honestly expecting Simon to tell her that she sounded too karaoke. That was the first thing that came to my head when she started singing, just because I've sang this in multiple lounges and multiple karaoke lounges throughout Vegas and just in general when I go sing karaoke. So I associate karaoke with this song. Now, if you have never, so it's interesting to see your perspective given the fact that you've never heard this song before. So I think that I was a bit biased in judging her because this is one of my go-to karaoke songs. So I was shocked by the judge's reaction. I thought that she had a really great voice, but I wasn't blown away.
But you know what? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm looking down here my notes. And because I know the song so incredibly well, she didn't change it up at all. It was very just like the track, which is fine because I'm not the type of singer to change up stuff. I get really scared to do that type of stuff. So I'm a very by the track type girl. So I was shocked to see her sing a song and sing it exactly the way the track is and it being kind of a karaoke song and get through and get the reaction that she got. I was very shocked by that.
Yeah, I mean, well, I can tell when, because she went through, when she comes back, her voice, I can tell that she's able to harmonize and hit vocal notes in any song she chooses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know that she's lacked confidence and I want to see her when she comes back. I want to see that confidence like soar up to the sky because you could still tell when she was singing that she was a little nervous, yeah. I felt, which of course I would be nervous on that stage too. So I don't want to be, you know, judging that at all because that is so incredibly scary. But I just hope that from the start of her audition, where she was when she auditioned to where she's grown now, that her confidence has grown even more so that we can see her really, really command the stage next time she comes back. But yeah, I mean, she got a standing ovation and three yeses. So the judges know what they're doing.
Right.
So yeah, she went through, great singer. And we move on. We get guest judge Eric Stonestreet. Eric. So Modern Family. So Sofia Vergara's, castmate. Hi. Sofia Vergara's castmate. So we got a lot of fun banter on this episode, which I enjoyed. It was really, really cute. Well, let's go into the first act that I thought this was hilarious that it came down to a vote on Eric. So we had Extreme Dance Force, and it was a couple of kids ages 14 through 19. They did a dance routine. It was, it kind of reminded me of America's Best Dance Crew, but a Jonas Brothers version of America's Best Dance Crew. Do you know what I mean? Because they were just like so like clean cut, like cute young boys. So like a boy band version of it.
Like, yeah.
So this one was very up and down. They were this close to not getting through. We had Howie who said, I didn't think it was that great and I thought it was pretty sloppy. We had Simon, I disagree with Howie. I love you guys. So we had Howie and Eric on one side and we had Sophia and Simon on the other. Which one did you land with, Antoine? Did you agree with Sophia and Simon or did you agree with Eric and Howie?
Oh, Eric and Howie, hands down. It reminded me of a boy cheerleading squad, like Bring It On 5. It definitely had its good moments, but no great moments. I think the only clean moment they had is when they all entered the stage. Like, other than that, it was, judging by the Bone Breakers, which we probably get into later. So, you know, different dancers that we're going to cover yet to come in that we did previously, it's no way that, you know, they will move forward in this competition.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. Even Eric at one point, he looked over to Howie and he said, I'm not compelled to stand up. And Howie's like, well, then don't stand up, because Sophia and Simon went straight to their feet after their performance. And I have to say, I was not impressed by this crew. And again, like I said at the top of this episode or this after show, I was so disappointed with some of these acts because I feel like the bar was set really high last year and in previous years. And so last week's episode fell a little flat to me, and this episode fell a little flat to me. And I was not impressed by Extreme Dance Force. I always love it when younger people put themselves out there and challenge themselves. And again, I don't want to be just a negative Nancy. I do want to say that what these kids are doing, I cannot do and I never could do. So kudos to them for taking their talents to a big stage at this young of an age. But I definitely wasn't impressed. So, and like you said, Antoine, given what we've seen and what we have yet to see, I don't think that they're going to make it very far after this round.
No, and it kind of got a question in my head. I started to think about it. You know, I know Simon from a lot of competition shows. And like I said last week, has Simon gone soft?
I agree with you. I kept thinking the entire time, I mean, I could probably get up on that stage at this point and do something, and he would be like, that was the most amazing thing ever. He's a lot softer than he used to be. Maybe it's after he's having, you know, he's had a kid, and, you know, he's maybe a soft dad now. I don't really know, but yeah.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
We'll soften you up. That'll do it.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you that he has gotten a bit soft. But hey, it's okay. I still love Simon. I love soft Simon, so it's okay. I'm going to move on to the next one really quickly. We had Chef Boy Bones, who is a rapper from California, popping his eyes out and rapping. Sophia was running literally to the audience, scared for her life. And I'm going to go ahead and jump in on this. Hell to the no.
Yes.
What I have put this act through. I was mortified. I hate stuff like this. I would have been just like Sophia. I would have ran away. I was literally petrified. I could not watch this along with, there was another act, this thing I couldn't watch either. I'm not good with eyes popping out and bones cracking, things going different places. I am not good with that stuff. It makes me very queasy. So Chef Boy Bones scared the ever-loving crap out of me. What did you think, Antoine?
Oh, I agree. I concur. I see no point. I still can't see the point of putting someone on when the competition is so fierce. And
exactly.
It only gets harder from here. You know, and we're not even talking about making it to like the quarterfinals of live shows. Are you? I mean, and I didn't even appreciate the rap. And I listened to a lot of rap. I heard him and I wanted to grab the remote control in this next.
Yeah, it was, I mean, even the rap, I hardly could hear the rap over all of the audience screaming for bloody murder over his eyes popping out. It was absolutely terrifying. So these two acts back to back was very disappointing to me. Yeah. And again, I mean, kudos to them for getting on that stage, but I was very disappointed. I'm going to get to the next act in just a second. But I just want to go ahead and give a shout out to everybody listening to us right now. If you're listening on iTunes or you're watching on YouTube, but give us those 5 stars and that thumbs up, because you are the reason we are the ESPN of TV talk. So happy that we're still able to bring you coverage on all your favorite shows during this very, very difficult time that we're going through right now, remotely from our beautiful homes, our unpainted homes here in the back. So thank you so much for being here with us. We love you guys, and just ready to talk some more AGT with you. So stay safe out there, guys. Well, our next act is an act that certainly didn't disappoint me picked up the speed a little bit for me and was one of the best acts, because we did have Simon who said, you know, I could see you headlining a show in Vegas. I could as well. So we have Winston. I am not going to try his last name, but he is a magician from Venezuela, 21 years old. I would call this the attack of the cards. Yeah. This was really amazing, I thought. A dramatic presentation. These cards were coming from everywhere. They were attacking him at every angle. At one point, he had cards on his, he had fingernails for cards. They were coming out from everywhere, from his head. He had made a sleeve one time of cards. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoyed this act. Antoine, what do you think?
Simon said it in a nutshell, man. This guy was genius. He incorporated some, it was very theatrical, very dramatic, as you well put, and that told a story. Like, I was imagining him becoming some sort of superhero, almost like he was discovering he had powers but couldn't control them. So he took you on the journey through his magic, and that's something different and very artistic to the world of magic. So I gave him all yeses across the board.
Yeah, he was definitely one of my favorites of the night. Really picked up the pace. He got a unanimous 4 yeses, as he should have, from all 4 judges. So yeah, I could definitely see him headlining a show. And he was very different, like you said, with his showmanship and his dramatic presentation, because I think Howie said at some point, he said, I felt like the cards were actually attacking you. So, yeah,
very theatrical.
Yeah, so very, very theatrical. Our next performer was pretty theatrical himself. We had Lewis, I think it's Shilvok, the dancer from Australia, only 17 years old. He got 3 yeses. He got a no from Howie. So again, another kind of split vote on this person. I thought he had lots of personality. What did you think, Antoine? Did you enjoy this act?
That's the thing, man. I did, but not for AG. I think you remember the guy who played, he was drumming. He was playing the drums, but he was dancing with the drums. It's almost like when you had AGT, you need a pop. Like when the guy was rapping, his eyes came out, literally. So when you're just dancing, he was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I mean, the ballet, the technique, his ability to be sharp was there. I just don't, he didn't have that wow factor. That's what was missing.
Yeah, I enjoyed him a lot, I will say, because he was so passionate about what he was doing and he had so much showmanship. And I thought he was hilarious when he ripped off his pants. And then just all of the moves, all the slow motion moves that they gave us throughout his entire performance, I thought it was really great. Do I think he's going to go incredibly far? I just feel like I keep getting acts where I go, I just don't know how much farther this act is going to go. That's what I keep. And they even asked him, they kept asking him, like, you know, who do you compare yourself to? Who do you compare yourself to? Because they wanted more information because they weren't sure where this could go. And even Simon at one point basically said that he was going on a leap of faith. This is where we're going back to Softy Simon. He basically said he was only putting him through out of a leap of faith and saying, like, basically, I need to encourage the young kids out there for doing something like this.
Almost like runner-up trophies. I need old Simon to kick in too, because the lesson is the wrong message. If you lack something, you need to know it. Not too many chances in life are given. But that's why.
He was good. Excited to see what else he has. Let's move on to our next act. We had the Bone Breakers from West Africa. They live in Atlanta, Georgia. Didn't get much support where they're from. Moved to Georgia. They want to inspire the youth. I put down that they were contortionists and did a lot of bendy poses.
Yeah.
At the end of the act, they basically twisted a boy's neck all the way around, which was where I wanted to look away at that point. That was absolutely terrifying. Howie said they were amazing. Simon, I've seen this with one person, which I thought this opened my eyes a little bit, because I enjoyed it, but it made me queasy. Simon said, I've seen this with one person, but I've never seen this with a group of people to this caliber. Yeah. Four yeses. Briefly, what did you think, Antoine?
I thought it was cool. I definitely see it as a opening or mid-card act, you know, versus being a headline. Definitely mid-card somewhere.
Yeah, I can see them going on after this round. I could see them possibly going to another round, but excited to see. I loved their passion and how much they loved AGT. Yeah. So that was really cute because you could see how passionate they were. So excited to see more from them. Next act that we have is Jesse Kramer, who is a musician from Nashville, Tennessee. He did Bad Romance by Lady Gaga. This was another interesting act for me, mainly because the audience seemed to love him, but the judges seemed very confused. There was even at one point at the end of his act, the audience was roaring, and you saw Simon and Sophia turn back around like this. Like they were confused as to why the audience was so excited. You could just tell that the judges were very torn and confused on this one, but they put, I think they put him through merely because of the audience's reaction. How he said, I got bored. Sophia said, I was wondering what that song was. Simon said he really, really enjoyed it. He got four yeses. What did you think of him, Antoine?
I got to roll with Simon on this one because he knows music. And me personally, although I'm not I don't know rock that much, I do know that that's a particular sound that you have to create. And for him to do it, and I believe he did it somewhat well. Like, again, like I'm not an expert on it, but I think Simon knows that if he was to sing a rock song, I just thought it was a bad choice, a bad song choice.
Yeah, and they commented on the song choice. I really loved him when he first started. I was really excited. I love when a guy sings a girl song and changes it up. So he was doing something different. And so I was intrigued. The problem that I had was I started to get, like Howie said, I started to get bored because I was waiting for that climax. What I wanted him to do was I wanted him to do that soft, bad romance, but then I wanted him to just wanted him to kick it into high gear at the end. And so that was my only thing, but I'm looking forward to seeing more of him for sure. So Arn, quickly want to touch on this one because he did not go through. We had Charban from Romania who sang an original song. Eric said before he started, I have a feeling this is going to be good. He was really excited, really, really complimentary, so cute. I felt really bad for him. He got four no's, and this is why I felt bad for him. You could tell someone told him he was really good.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When they edge you on, they give you that boost of courage. Yeah.
He was one of those acts where producers were probably egging on and saying, wow, you're so great. You're so great. And then giving him and building him all this confidence, thinking that he's actually really good. And then he gets on stage and that happens to him, you know? So I felt incredibly bad for him, to be honest with you.
See, yeah, that's when you need good friends because good friends wouldn't allow you to go there in the first place. Like, before you get to the producers, before they can say, like, oh, you're so great, your circle is terrible because someone needed to take you by the hand and say, nah, not today, bruh, not today.
Exactly. I was wondering where his friends were during this whole thing. So shout out to Charban, that poor man. I felt really bad for him. Really sweetheart. I want to get into our second to last act. That was Dr. Josefina, who is a bodybuilder, 73 years old.
Hurt me.
I mean, and this is again where I go, this episode fell flat for me because there was no talent behind this. I wish to God I had her body, even at my age. I'm 31. I want a body of a 73-year-old, just like Howie said. I've never said that before in my life, but I'm going to say it right now. So, I mean, she started bodybuilding at 59 years old. Amazing story, really inspiring, but no talent. I mean, it was just her walking around stage flexing.
That's okay. I had my cell phone like this the whole time. I was taking Oh man, oh, I call her mature.
This mature.
Just like sweet wine. She something to look at.
Oh, why? So you got a crush?
Let me tell you something. I'm 33. Well, I'll be 33 soon. I'm glad I didn't make it because we was if you know how everyone is in a hotel, you know, when you go back, everyone's just kind of AGT hotel. I would have been trying to keep her company all night long.
All right. Whoa.
Can you babysit me, please?
Oh, okay. Antoine, just giving us all the tea right now.
All the drip. All the juice.
All the drip drip. All right. Well, after that, we're going to go right into Alan Silva. This was our last act. Silk, born in Brazil. I thought this was so sad. People always told him he should be a clown because of his size. Mm-hmm. And that he shouldn't be doing Silk. And I put on here, I love how much, I know that Simon has become softy, but I love how much he builds up these contestants. And how anytime one of the contestants says, I've been bullied in my past, where he goes, well, we're not going to have that here. You're not going to be bullied here. Coming from the guy who was on American Idol, who literally used to say some of the worst things to people, he really has turned a leaf, I will say. But he had his brother who was on the show in the past in the audience. Four yeses. I thought this was one, if not the best act of the night.
Yeah. Behind Winston, him and Winston had the best acts.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, I really enjoyed him, and I think he's one to look out for. Could go pretty far, and just the sweetest soul, seemed like. So, Alan did a great job. Well, we did get a preview of next week. There's going to be no audience next week, so that's going to be pretty interesting to see. But we'll get to that later because we have predictions. I want to get right into our special segment, and that is, who would we choose for the golden buzzer on this episode? There was no golden buzzer. Quickly, Antoine, who would have been your golden buzzer this episode and why?
Winston, hands down, because he was talented.
Well, I am going to go ahead and choose Alan. Alan was my choice for golden buzzer. Partly, I feel like, because of his story as well and all the diversity that he's faced, I'm sure, throughout his life, and the fact that he was able to put on a beautiful, spectacular show like he did. I was blown away by him. So I definitely think those were the two strongest acts of the show. So good job to us. Well, let's get right into our news and gossip with Antoine Bain.
What's up, guys? We got some footage we're going to load up here. And some of these videos are from the actual auditions behind the scenes after you make it for the first round and prior to. And so this is actually prior to. This is actually the audition. As you can see, there are some people right there looking and doing some stuff sideways.
Encore! Encore!
And here is what you see. When you watch AGT, you're seeing the cameras, the big things, the lines, the lights. This is where they do most of their production work and how they get some of their talent to come aboard and to do like a cameo or something like that. So I'm just kind of everywhere at that point. And then this is me. The best there is, the best there was, and perhaps the best there will be.
But should we just rename AGT to Antoine Bain?
Well, you girl, great minds think alike. Great minds think alike. Well, basically, this was a tweet that the Times of San Diego tweeted, I want to say a few days ago. And everyone had high hopes. I think they chimed in on my audition, and it was great. But this was an article they had did about me before and after the audition. So I had high hopes, but next year.
Aw. What did that say? Underrated artist?
Yeah, underrated. Underrated, yep.
All right. Well, maybe next year, hopefully. Yeah. Is that it for news and gossip?
Yeah, and also, Heidi is excited that Eric Stonestreet is actually taking her place temporarily during her sickness. It appears that she's doing well, that she is recovering, but do not expect her on, I want to say, well, no, you can possibly expect her. No, do not expect her on the first live show. Because I was thinking as far as the, you know, it's shot way beforehand. So, yeah, she should be coming back around doing the second live tapings, but she's feeling better than what she was. But she's actually excited that they had got Modern Family to cover her shift until she returns.
All right. Well, we're looking excited to have Heidi back, but definitely Eric Stonestreet has been a nice little surprise as well. Well, that's all we have. Any predictions, Antoine, for the next couple of weeks? What you're thinking?
Well, I definitely think your golden buzzer, Alan, was that his name, right?
Yes.
Okay, Alan and Winston would definitely go extremely far. The IC Alan incorporating some dangerous acts to his already dangerous act. So he is a force to be reckoned with. I believe that Winston, although you have some magic acts, because he has a different formula, he will also be a force to be reckoned with. So I'm going to call them two semifinals. They're going to the semifinals.
I definitely agree with you. And my prediction is I think someone will win this show. That is my prediction, ladies and gentlemen. And on that, guys, we want to thank you so much for being here with us. Antoine, let everybody know where they can find you. Let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
Simply Different 87. Right now I have a petition going on my Instagram. It's for the movement, guys. I know we touched on it a little bit last week, but if you go on Simply Different 87, you'll see the petition. And it's not a biased one. It's simply for the cops to be able to go home safely to their families and for the civilians to also be alive at the end of a counter. So definitely check it out. Read it word for word. If you agree, sign it. And also my website, www.antoinebayness.com.
All right. And you can find me on Instagram at Rachel Swindler or on Twitter at Rachie Swin. Thanks, guys. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.